Blackstone presents The Broken Bow by Larry D. Swayze. This book is read by Paul Bamer. Chapter 1. Bismarck, Dakota Territory, December 1888. Trusty Dawson cinched the saddle as tight as he could, without causing his durable strawberry roan gelding that he called horse to object. He wanted to be ready to ride after seeing Marshal Delaney in his office. He'd had enough of the rickety and windblown capital city. Too many people to be concerned with, even this far north. Any happiness in this new place would be found alone on the trail. He hadn't come to terms with his new assignment any more than he'd adjusted to the frigid weather. The Dakota Territory looked and felt like hell had frozen over to him, and his skin and his mind didn't take well to the cold, or being sent somewhere to be kept out of sight. If that was the real reason he'd been sent to Bismarck in the first place. Once Trusty was finished with the chore of preparing horse, he remained inches from his ride, head down, with the rim of his faded blue cavalry Stetson campaign hat resting on the saddle. He was listening to the two men in the next stall talk amongst themselves. The pair had got his attention and made him want to know more about them. Caution and suspicion came easy to Trusty these days. At first glance, the men seemed harmless enough, sewing machine salesmen making their way across the prairie, selling the marvel of the Singer Manufacturing Company to women in need of more time that the modern invention would afford them. It was the taller man of the two that especially bothered Trusty. There was a darkness about the man's choice of dirty gray clothes, and his sidearms, a Colt 45 on each hip, that seemed out of place for a salesman. The man's hardened eyes suggested that he was more of a hired gunslinger, a protector, than a man who hawked wares for a living. His eyes were as black as the steel and cast iron sewing machines that sat in crates loaded on a wagon outside the livery. The shorter of the two men was tending a lone horse, a swayback black draft mare with white stockings above her hooves that Trusty supposed was set to lead them on their sale.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?